Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Bill Brodie-Good, CEO and Technical Director of Alien Metals, UFOs ticker there. Bill, thanks for coming on the podcast.
Justin, morning. Nice to catch up again.
Yeah, and you've raised a decent chunk of change. It's $4 million all told there, and we'll talk about that in a bit. Before we do, Bill, for people not familiar with Alien Metals, just explain the projects you have, please, if you could.
Thanks, Justin. Yeah, so Alien Metals, we're listed on AIM in London. We've got three core projects. Mexico, we have the two silver projects and a copper gold. Mm-hmm. So San Celso, Los Campos for the silver, and Donovan 2 for the copper gold. And then in Australia, we have the iron ore, the Hammersley iron ore project, which consists of the Hancock tenement just outside Newman, where we've just announced a maiden inferred JORC compliant resource, 10.5 million tonnes at 60.5%, with an excellent following up scoping study, some great initial sort of economics. The second project, the Brockman tenement further to the west within that iron ore project is further behind the eight ball. It needs, we're just getting the permitting done so we can do some drilling, but we have good faith in that project as well. And then third, but by no means last, is the Elizabeth Hill silver project. So the historic Elizabeth Hill silver mine with the surrounding Money North exploration license, which is about another 115 kilometers square of really exciting ground, all associated with the Money ultramafic intrusion, the Money fault, all sorts of really interesting mineralized systems that we're working on and working up. So yeah, we're very very exciting. Three really really good busy projects.
Yeah, and now you can crack on. So you've raised, like I said, £4 million through placing and institutional investors and other investors there. And explain exactly where these funds are going, if you could, Bill.
Yeah, sure. I mean, we're very fortunate. We've had a very successful raise, and we're in a great position now to really push ahead. The iron ore, the Hancock project, as I just mentioned, we have a maiden resource. However, one of the, in a way, the biggest attractions of that project is its potential for more. We feel there's a lot more iron ore there. So part of the funding is going to go towards further drilling to upgrade the resource and make the resource larger and sort of in parallel start doing the statutory permitting to get a development into a mining operation, a mining lease, with all the associated permits needed. So, you know, plenty of work to do there. Plus, obviously, with the Brockman, as I said earlier, get that permitting done, get on the ground, do some more drilling there, do some initial drilling to start working that one up. Then Elizabeth Hill in the same part of the world, ongoing exploration. We've just finished a maiden sort of inaugural drilling program by Alien at Elizabeth Hill. Some really interesting intercepts have come through on the drilling. All the samples are in the lab being processed, but there's so much more to do there. So the other thing we're looking at is actually opening up the old underground mine. So that's something in the pipeline as well. We're just finalising discussions with a party to do that. In Mexico, you know, hoping very soon to finalise those permits. Still really keen and honestly excited to drill, do some primary drilling on the silver project, San Celso and Los Campos, as well as Donovan 2, the copper project. We sort of know where we want to go. Now we've got some extra funds, which is brilliant, because hopefully we'll initial drilling will be as positive as we hope. And then we'll have capacity to do some infill and extension work to start working those up properly. And then, yeah, project, you know, sort of capital running costs and continued review of possible other projects, you know, bolt-on projects sort of close to our existing tenements and projects, or similar commodities, similar jurisdictions. Fantastic opportunity now for us just to prove, keep moving forward, keep developing all of the projects.
Yeah, yeah. And when do you hope to sort of, you know, it's a rough ballpark figure, when do you hope to get sort of news out on, and what are you expecting to come out first?
As I say, the drilling work from Elizabeth Hill, all the samples are in the laboratory, mm-hmm. In Perth. Obviously, there's still a huge backlog to the normal working timelines for laboratories, but things are, well, they are improving. So I'm hoping we're, you know, before Christmas, at least we get the first phase of sample results from that work, which from sort of XRF handheld stuff we did, and I think we reported on that. You know, some really interesting nickel, copper, cobalt readings, indications, you know, visible sulfides, quite extensive sulfides through the system. And of course, the silver, you know, we've hit some native silver patches. And, you know, first phase, I think, has given us a lot of information that we're going to be excited to put together and to help plan the next phase. We're working up the third phase of drilling at Hancock. Again, hoping to get that going before Christmas. Sort of trying to dot the I's and cross the T's on that one at the moment to upgrade the resource and do some new exploration reconnaissance drilling to start expanding that resource as well. The results on those will take a while, but again, we'll hopefully have some indicative readings from XRF readings when we get that work started. And then yeah, like I say, Mexico, hopefully I can announce as soon as I can that we have those drill permits done, and you know, the drills will be turning very soon. We just, you know, we're working as hard as we can. Having this new funding is fantastic. It means we can really push ahead and just work within the limitations of availability of people, equipment, drill rigs, you know, laboratory turnarounds, but keeping the you know, being sensible and cost efficient and effective phases of work each time to just keep adding value and knowledge to the projects.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Well, as always, Bill, if you could, three reminders, if you will, why someone should hit that follow button and add Alien Metals to their watch list, please.
Sure. I think, as I've always said, you know, the team, Joe Battersill joined us recently as on the board, a great addition, I think, to the board of the company. And we continue to I think, bring in excellent results and success with Lloyd Edmonds, also in Perth on the iron ore side of things. He's really adding a lot of value there. So it's the people, the projects. You know, we have three excellent projects in great jurisdictions that all have potential to be, you know, to really take off as, in a way, the iron is already taking off. And the commodities, again, we're in, you know, I know people might say, well, iron ore is going up and down a bit like a yo-yo and everything at the moment, but it's that sort of project that has great potential with a very low capex that we work up, get to a point, and then hopefully everything will settle down. And then, of course, the silver, really like silver. It's a great commodity as well. And we feel it's got a long longevity and support in the market. And copper and the nickel, you know, the cobalt, lots of good things.
Yeah, yeah, marvellous stuff. Bill, good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Justin, thanks again, and yeah, hope so too.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Just before you hit stop, let me quickly tell you about The Podcast Show. It's the biggest international festival for the business of podcasting, and it's back at the Business Design Center in London. Running across 2 days, May 22nd and 23rd, it'll bring together thousands of people from the global podcast community all under one roof. There'll be more than 100 hours of content delivered by the biggest industry names from around the world. Day prices start at £89, or get a two-day pass for £165, saving up to £50 on the door price. Be quick though, those prices are only until May 21st. Find out more and get your tickets at thepodcastshowlondon.com.